Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. They're heavy.
Okay, you can actually squeeze them. You don't have to just prod. Okay.
They are squeezy.
Yeah. Okay, now rub the contour of that.
Rub the contour.
Okay.
Rub the areola.
Oh my god. Why are you so gay? But that feels so good! Okay, anyway, we need to know.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody!
Happy Mardi Gras! Now, listeners, before you flip out, I want to let you know that our special guest, our First Lady guest host, Rayanne, is back for the third and last time in her trilogy of guest hosting weeks.
She's our first, second, and third lady guest host.
Now, that's why I propose, because, you know, we have frequent guest star Alan. Propose a toast. We have frequent guest star Alan. We have our correspondent, Tony. And now we have the first lady of Cliff and Kendall. Coast to coast, we have Rayanne, the first lady.
Of podcasting.
Yeah.
Le zèle bon temps brûlé, everybody.
Je m'appelle, come on.
Instead of a gun, gonna have some fun on a bio. Kendall, it is Mardi Gras. Can you even fucking believe it?
This is your holiday, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
It's Fat 2010, Cliff.
Kendall and I have a Fat Tuesday at least once a week, sandwiched in between a Fat Monday and a Fat Wednesday.
Once a day we have Fat Tuesday. I'm so fat.
Kendall, I'm not going to talk about how much weight I have not lost since we weighed in last week on the Valentine's show.
I'm going to tell you, though, pooping it out isn't the way to go. Pooping it out.
It depends on how often you poop it out.
I pooped three times. I forgot we're not just on the phone, and I said that on the air.
This young man is, like, not retaining any nutrients from his food. He's pooping.
I don't want any nutrients. I want it to move out.
The problem is the things that he eats, there's no nutrients in to begin with. So get out. Exercise.
And that's exactly the truth. Now, Rayanne and I, we coined a term that we want to share.
Just like Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn did that time.
Yeah, exactly. What term did she coin?
Coining a phrase, that's what she coined.
She coined the phrase to coin a phrase. Yes, I remember that. See why you listen to the show, listen. Okay, so now we coined the term blorching. To blorch, have blorched, am blorching.
About to blorch.
It means
can you give
upchuck.
Us a definition?
Upchuck.
Like vomit.
Vomit. See, Rayanne is a vomitophobe, and the other day I said, Rayanne, I'm trying to write on somebody's Facebook status. I wanted to make a comment that I was about to go throw up because of what they said.
And what did I say to you?
You said, how would Liz Lemon say that?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm about to go blorch.
That may have been on my Facebook page.
Blorching everywhere.
I think it was with your
everywhere.
Stupid update about your dog's feet and how much you love to put them up your nose.
So let me show you, the other day where I was talking about, I had to burp real bad. Mm. And, you know, we often use the word belch on this show. Belch has become more of a easier way to say burp to me than burp is. It seems more politically correct these days.
So, well, you do definitely belch.
Yeah, so I said belch the other day, and Susan said, "Oh, why do you call it a belch? That sounds so gross. Call it a burp." And I'm like, no, burp sounds much worse than belch. Belch just seems so easy to me because we use it all the time on the show. It's like our vernacular on the show.
that shows that Susan is not, while she is lovely and your wife, not a frequent listener.
Not a frequent listener. I think she may have heard 10 minutes of our show in the past 150 episodes.
Oh my god. Kendall, it is Mardi Gras. What are you doing over there besides stuffing your face?
I'm flashing my boobies.
Hey, throw that man some beads.
Bead time. Over the mileage.
You gonna eat some king cake?
Oh, I will eat king cake, queen cake, Prince cake,
peasant
princess cake.
Cake.
You send me a cake, I'll eat it.
Fife cake.
I will eat it.
Night
Belch
cake,
cake.
Day cake.
Hey, have you ever heard of cakefarters.com?
Oh!
Don't go there.
Blorch. Blorch.
Blorch.
You know, I'm going to blorch. Are you trying to bring up terrible topics on every episode that make the audience want to blorch? They are probably eating their lunches right now.
Oh, well. But you shouldn't be doing that while they're listening to this show. They know that.
So, Fat Tuesday, you're supposed to, like, do all kinds of sinning, you know, because it's the night before you start Lent.
Oh, okay.
So all
are we
bad
Lenting?
Stuff that you're... before Lent starts and you have to abstain from everything that's, like, naughty, you get it all out the way on Mardi Gras.
Now, see, last year I gave up belching on the show for Lent.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you going to do that this year for Lent, Cliff?
You know, I already did it once. Yeah. I don't like to repeat ourselves.
I don't want to do the same thing again.
That was 50 episodes ago. I feel like that's in the past.
Well, you know,
I gave up
swearing
last year, but then I started as soon as Lent was over.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You've given that up a few times.
I've decided I'm going to give up fat for Lent.
Fat?
Yes.
Easier said than done. Kendall, I've gone from preaching to meddling here on the Mardi Gras episode.
Yeah, we're not even talking about Mardi Gras.
I love New Orleans.
Now, can Ray? Now, unlike
us. Speaking of New Orleans, the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Hey-o.
Eight weeks ago.
I don't know why we're not doing a Super Bowl show this year.
The biggest party in the world is going on right now in New Orleans.
Though. Now, see, we've never
I've been.
I was gonna say, Kendall and I've never been.
Nope.
You know, I went. Whoopsie.
That was a grave. Oh, speaking of graves, that was one opening.
I went 6 months after Hurricane Katrina. I went down there and I was helping to rebuild in the Lower Ninth Ward.
Sorry.
And on Mardi Gras day, like halfway through the day, they're like, okay, you've been working really hard, but you're not allowed to work anymore. It's freaking Mardi Gras. You got to go. So we all went down. And you know what the themes were for the costumes? Underwater and jokes about FEMA. So there were a lot of people that made their costumes out of blue tarps.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good time. I was emotional.
Was that the only time you ever have been to New Orleans?
No.
No, you've been a lot.
It was the only time I've ever been for Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Now,
see, I've never been.
Remember when we went to Washington and we had so much time?
I remember that.
A fun time there? I was looking at all the snow there, and I wish we were there now.
Oof.
Do you?
Oof. Mm-hmm.
Do you?
We got enough cold over here.
I don't have any cold. I'm not talking about the cold. I'm just talking about being in Washington, period. I wish we were all there. Just to be in Washington, that would be fun.
I wish we were all somewhere better.
Let's all go in the springtime.
Yeah. Somewhere good.
Are you smelling
that? I'm smelling that.
I belched. It was really quiet. I tried to hold it in.
You got
to
do it louder, Ryan.
It was like...
Blow it proud on this show.
Rusted metal is what it was.
Yay.
But see, this is the third in a trilogy of episodes co-hosted by Ryan. And that's how into the show she's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any of the shows you were on previously, Ryan? Are you saving them all for your 56-hour plane flight to Japan?
Oh, my gosh. That's what I should have done. No, we...
We've listened to them.
And you know what I realized?
What?
I don't remember most of Valentine's Day.
That's what we happen to have see, we drink so much on the show that we don't remember it as we record it, so we can enjoy it just like the rest of the listeners when we listen
That's
to
so
it.
That's so brilliant.
I have a story.
You asked me a trivia question, and in my sober mind, I thought, oh God, I don't even know what that is. And then I listened to myself answer, and I'm like,
see, it's fun.
No,
it's
you guys are kidding me.
Now, let me tell you what happened to me this week last week when I was in jury duty. I was editing an episode of our show, and I was sitting in this big, huge chamber of like 200 people, and I had just sit back down, and my laptop has a problem when you plug in the headphones. It takes a minute to go into your headphones. So real loud, my speakers are really loud, and it's quiet in this room. It says, Cliff's voice comes on, Kendall, she took out her vibrator. Really loud. And everybody like looked around at me, and I had to make this face like, I don't know what the hell this is. I'm like, I've never heard this in my life.
I've got my computer has a virus.
I turned so red. It was so embarrassing. Had I been drunk, I'd have been fine.
Did they pick you for jury duty?
No, they got him out.
I was there all day, and I got out. Eliminated? No, I never got to the process where they ask you questions. Or I would have said, I host a very successful podcast, and where I'll talk about everything I do today on the show. Then they would have eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also, I think whoever's on trial is guilty. And that's what I would say.
Everybody here is guilty anyway.
We're all guilty of something and probably should be in prison, most of us. So, which is funny, Kendall.
Hey, Cliff and Rayanne.
Hey, no depression here. We are so f***ing happy.
It's time for bad jokes.
I have a bad one, Kendall. Let me tell you.
You have a bad one. I know you have a filthy, nasty, dirty joke.
Kendall, wait. Rayanne.
Okay.
Once upon a time, this man, he was just strolling down the beach one day. Mm-mm. And when he came across a lamp lying in the sand.
Did he have sex with that lamp?
No!
I bet he rubbed it.
No! He picked it up and he rubbed it good.
Mm. Oh, he rubbed it.
Rayan picked up on the foreshadowing class. Sure enough, after rubbing that lamp, a genie done popped out.
Ooh.
And now this genie, he said, just like Robin Williams, he said, I will grant you one true I will grant you. he was just like Robin Williams. He said, Really big show.
I'm super hairy.
I'm the Terminator.
I will grant you your one true desire, boomed the huge genie. Wow, that's fantastic, exclaimed the man.
Huge.
All my life, I wanted a cock so big that it would touch the ground, y'all. Can you believe it?
Ouch!
So the genie, he considered this and poof, the genie cut the man's legs off.
The moral of this story is be specific.
Be
what an
specific.
Idiot genie. What an idiot genie.
What a slutty guy. What a huge cock.
For who? For whom? Was
for who?
Who,
man?
For whom the bell tolls.
For just a minute. For whom the cock swells.
I have to say, I was listening to our last year's Mardi Gras, and I've come a long way since then. I used to be so reserved.
You were a drag.
Congratulations.
I was. You were a burden that I had to carry through every episode.
Footprints in the sand. You carried me, Cliff.
First 75 episodes, I think I did.
All right, Cliff and Rand.
All right.
There were these five. Now, this is a joke for us janitors, Cliff. Rand, you might not get this.
Janitors, you know.
I've cleaned up a lot of poop out of bathrooms.
Well, there were five cannibals, and they were getting appointed as engineers in a defense company. And during the welcoming ceremony, the boss says, "You're all a part of the team now. You can earn good money from here, and you can eat the cafeteria. Please don't trouble any of our employees." The cannibals, they promised they wouldn't need anybody. So 4 weeks later, the boss comes back, and he says, "You're all working very hard. I'm satisfied. However, our janitor has disappeared. Do any of you know what happened to him?"
Uh-oh.
Cannibals, they all shook their head no. And after that, the boss of the leaders to the cannibals says, "Which one of you idiots ate the janitor?" And one of the hands raised up and he says, "You fool, for 4 weeks we've been eating team leaders, supervisors, and project managers, and no one noticed anything. And now you had to go and eat the janitor." Because janitors
are important.
Are important.
We don't even have to pray on that one.
Nope.
Okay.
Wait. Hey, Kendall, yeah. Cliff, did you guys hear about the two blondes that froze to death at the drive-in movie?
No.
No.
It's because they went to see Clothes for the Winter.
Oh. Idiot.
What a bunch of idiot sluts blondes.
Kendall, this and Rand, this one time, right, this guy was walking down the street. See, the last joke, he was strolling down. This guy was walking down the street one day.
Bump.
And he entered a watch shop. While looking around, he notices a drop-dead, gorgeous female clerk behind the counter. Oh, she is beautiful. He walks up to the counter where she is standing, unzips. Oh, y'all, sit down. He unzips his pants, flops his wang out, and places it on the counter.
Ooh.
And this woman, she is appalled, understandably so, and she says, "What are you doing, sir? This is a clock shop." "Not going where you're thinking." He replies, "I know what it is, and I would like two hands and a face put on this."
Oh!
Slut! Slut man.
That's so he can tell time when he's having a bang session, so he knows how long he's been going at it.
That's why I went into the clock shop. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I might give up my job as a missionary and go work in a clock shop if stuff like that happens.
Let's open a clock shop to see if that happens. You and I, Cliff and Rayanne's clock shop. All right.
Okay, guys. Speaking of blondes from Rayanne's earlier joke, three blondes were taking a walk in the country when they came upon a line of tracks. Now, blonde, she said, "These must be deer tracks." And the second blonde says, "No, stupid. Anyone can tell that those are rabbit tracks." The third blonde, she said, "No, you idiots, those are horse tracks." And they were still arguing 10 minutes later when the train hit them.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Train tracks. Idiot.
So,
what idiot dad blonde?
You know, even blondes do good things sometimes. For instance, there were these two blondes that were building a house for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, let's applaud them, everybody.
And so Julie, one of the blondes, good for her, good Julie. she had a pouch full of nails on her tool belt, and she was hammering the nails into the side of the house, and so she would reach into her pouch and pull one out and look at it, and about every other one she would hammer in, and the other she would throw aside, and finally her friend comes over and says, "Julie, why are you throwing those nails away?" And she said, "Ugh! Well, some of these have the head on the wrong end, so I have to throw them out." She said, "You moron! Those were for the other side of the house."
Oh! What? Idiots.
Kendall, I got a pop quiz for you.
Uh-oh.
Why, and you too, Ryan, I want you to weigh in. Why did Raggedy Ann get thrown out of the toy box?
Is this multiple choice, Cliff?
No.
Well, then I don't know.
It was.
It's short answer.
It's not true or false.
It's essay.
Well, it's because, yes, it's an essay question. Because she kept sitting on Pinocchio's face moaning, "Lie to me."
Oh.
Woo.
Can you believe that? Slut, Raggedy Ann.
That's so funny because that's my nickname.
Raggedy Ann.
That is pretty
why
funny.
Why is, now Kendall, why is air a lot like sex?
Oh, I don't know because, I don't know.
Because yes. It's no big deal unless you're not getting any.
Oh
my God.
All right, I've got one more.
All right.
Now, two deaf people get married.
No, Kendall, I'm offended.
During the first week of marriage, they find they are unable to communicate in the bedroom when they turn the lights off because they can't see each other using sign language. So
That's joke enough. That's hilarious.
After several nights...
I'm offended for all our deaf listeners.
Well, then they're not listening. After several nights of fumbling around and misunderstanding, the wife
Marley
decides...
Marley Matlin could be reading a transcript of this.
Okay, the wife decides to find a solution. "Honey," she signs, "why don't we agree on some simple signals? For instance, at night, if you want to have sex with me, reach over and squeeze my left breast one time. If you don't, reach over and squeeze my right breast one time." So the husband thinks it's a great idea, and he signs back to his wife, "Great idea. Now, if you want to have sex with me, reach over and pull my penis one time. And if you don't want to have sex, reach over and pull my penis 50 times.
Oh!
What a
that sounds
slut.
Like my marriage. Yes.
Oh,
nice.
I thought it sounded like the opposite of your marriage. Oh,
no.
Ouch.
No.
Your marriage reminds me of my last joke.
Okay.
Because air's a big deal unless you're not getting any.
It's true. It's true. Ouch.
Now, Kendall and Ray, what did the egg say to the boiling water? Idiots. It said, "How can you expect me to get hard so fast? I just got laid a minute ago."
Dang.
Now, I do
all
have
right,
a bonus.
Kendall, now
since
this
we're
is
talking
for
about...
you.
Oh.
Wait, this is for you. What's the best thing about a blowjob?
What's the best thing about a blowjob?
I have my own opinions on this. Thank you very much.
I don't
much.
Know what.
10 minutes of silence.
Oh.
Ouch. Not necessarily.
Well,
my short bonus. My short bonus is Kathy and Susan are having a conversation during their lunch break, and Kathy asks, "So Susie, how's your sex life these days?" And Susie says, "Oh, you know, it's the usual social security kind." "Social security kind?" Kathy asks. "Yeah, you know, you get a little each month, but it's not enough to live on."
Oh, take that, Kathy, you big old slut.
I gotta take a break.
Kendall, I gotta take a break. I have a headache and I need to go have a gastric bypass real quick.
All right, great.
During this commercial break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages. Or after Cliff and Kendall return from the refrigerator, whichever happens first.
Hey, everyone. We're coming upon that most festive and holy time of the year. That's right, Lent. And Cliff and Kendall just want to know, what are you giving up for Lent? Why don't you write us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com? Hit up our Facebook page at facebook.com/cliffandkendall. You can leave a comment about what you're giving up for Lent. Or the be-all, end-all, you can call us at 818-308-4 and the word fat. 818-308-4FAT. And why don't you just tell us, leave us a voicemail saying what you're giving up for Lent, so long as it's not Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. Yes, that's right, Lent. It's not just something you pull off your clothes after you take them out of the dryer anymore. Happy Lent, everybody.
And now back to the show.
We're back. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good Mardi Gras during that commercial break.
Ooh, I had a good Fat Tuesday.
A Fat Tuesday. Oh, my God. All right, Kendall, do you know anything stupid? Are you that stupid?
I know some stupid questions. I love me some stupid questions. I don't know about you.
We know.
I'm special. All right. Cliff?
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
All right.
What is something that you forgot once that you will more than likely never forget again?
I forgot it. I don't know.
You forgot.
What's something I forgot once? One time I left the house here I forgot my wallet inside, and I had to break in through the back door.
Idiot.
Whoops.
All right. Let's see. Rayanne?
Uh-huh.
If you could invent a pair of glasses that would allow you to see abstract things, like the motive behind someone's actions or something like that, what would you want to see most of all?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Well, as a relatively newly single woman, I think that would come in handy in the dating realm. Like, to be like, oh, you're buying my dinner? What you think's going to happen after dinner, mofo? You know, like, being able to see.
Oh, you know what they think's going to happen, right?
But maybe not. See, now I want to believe that they don't all think that.
Well, you're wrong.
But
you're wrong.
But if I get those glasses, no.
Let me give you a pair of these glasses to put on.
I guess I need them. I am too naive.
That's what dinner means.
I am a woman of integrity.
You are a woman of independent means, like that TV movie starring Sally Field in the 90s.
Amen to that.
All right, Cliff.
I'm just waiting to exhale.
I'm waiting to blorch.
Well. Ooh,
I'm waiting to lose weight. Cliff, what do you think is the best conversation piece in your home?
Conversation piece?
His wiener.
You know, people look at that and they're like, look at that, and they have a conversation about it.
My best conversation piece is my box set of Cliff and Kendall episodes. And they come in, they say, what is this stupid thing? And I say, sit down, we're going to listen to 25 of the best Cliff and Kendall episodes
in a
row.
And there are no bathroom breaks.
There are no bathroom breaks.
Sit your ass down.
There is no talking during these 25 top episodes of Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Rayanne.
Huh?
What thought or sentiment would you like to have copied and put into a million fortune cookies?
It had to be something about blorching.
I was about to say, blorch.
Let's see. A million?
Yeah, why not?
How about... Oh, that's hard. That's harder than anything you've asked
me. How about love yourself?
No, I'm...
How about go fuck yourself?
Stuff you! That's what I want.
Okay.
Or... anything that Oprah's ever said that was awesome.
You know what I would put?
CliffKendall.com?
If you're reading this, you're an idiot. all right, Cliff.
I'd put, why don't you visit CliffKendall.com?
Yeah.
CliffKendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CliffKendall.
See, we don't have enough paper for the fortune cookie, though. We need the world's largest fortune cookie. Cliff, everyone hears discussions that they consider to be boring. What topic... can put you to sleep more quickly than any other.
Whenever anybody asks some damn stupid question.
Oh.
No, yeah, math. Any math conversation. If I ever overhear somebody saying, well, I was trying to find the square root of 22 the other day and I was, yeah, oh God. That's when I look for the nearest gun store. And I put in my name for the, you know, the Brady Bill.
For the waiting list.
For the waiting list.
All right.
I need a gun and one bullet, as I'm fond of saying.
Or you could just fall asleep. No need for that.
No. I would rather die. So, yeah. what was your last?
All right. One more for Rayanne. Oh, Rayanne, if you were to die tomorrow, what would you want people to remember you for most of all?
How much she wanted to die right there. <again. laughs>
That's you, Cliff, not her.
All right. Sorry.
I would love it if people thought of me as being somehow radiant, like from the inside out. Like if I had somehow shed a little bit of light in people's lives and that was something.
Well, we already think that, Ryan.
We already think that. And you know what? Cliff and Kendall, we do. We shed a little bit of light in people's lives every week. And you've done that the last 3 weeks.
Thanks.
And we thank you.
This is my legacy.
First lady.
I might die tomorrow.
First lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. If you die tomorrow, you know what your eulogy is going to be? Me pressing play on this episode.
Oh, do you know what else? I have hives, and I think it's a sign of cancer. I think I'm dying right now, Kendall.
Start that sad. No.
One time when I was at Mardi Gras, I was at Mardi Gras.
One time, yeah.
I went down to Jackson Square, and there were all of these big, huge, fat guys with bullhorns.
Kendall, we were not there.
We were not there, Rayanne.
They had bullhorns and signs and giant crosses, and they were yelling out to the crowds, telling them they were going to hell. And they said, you know, gays are going to hell, liberals are going to hell, everybody's going to hell, you guys are drinking and having premarital sex, you're going to hell. Yeah. And it was just, I know. Because, you know, I don't think that that's accurate. And
no.
I certainly don't think that that's something you need to be telling a community of people who were banding together in light of an enormous tragedy. So I'm telling you, like, any time that the city of New Orleans can come together to celebrate, I am there in spirit 100% because they've been through a lot. You know, people have pushed them down long enough. If they win the Super Bowl, praise God. If they have Mardi Gras and they can dance in the streets and even pass out on one another, I don't care. If they're happy, then they deserve to be happy.
I agree with that. And I don't like when
people
come.
I'm going to have to bring
come,
back the rant music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like how when people stand on the corner and they just tell everybody they're going to hell. Because recently, last week, somebody was on campus standing in the middle of the quad. Because it's campus.
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing there with like signs. And there was a big long list of people who are going to hell. And I was walking by with this guy who's in my math class. And he's real nice. And I was trying to get to my other class. And I said, well, I have to go because I am most things on that list. And so, because it was like number 8. Homosexuals. I don't know if you heard our last week. You might have thought I turned straight from Rayanne's breast.
Well, not damn near.
Almost. Closest I've ever come. And so, but it's like everything, like fornicate. And I told him, I said, you know, I used to live in New York, and I still do, according to our Blogspot description.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, in New York, I would come home in the projects, and it was a 90-something percent African-American neighborhood. And lots of times, there would be these people on the street, and they would wear these weird outfits, kind of like a dress, but then they had blue jeans on underneath. And they just had a bullhorn, and they would just shout at whoever they thought was going to hell.
Ugh.
And they would just say everything. Because at first, it was like people, I remember one day I went by, and I thought it was crazy, because they were going on about the wonderful, blessed movie, Brokeback Mountain. And I had to just hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, and of course, it was sort of funny, because they said, there's this new movie called Bareback Mountain.
No, what? They did.
Yeah, and then they're like, what, I mean, Brokeback Mountain. And they're going to hell. And then, like, they went even off from, like, the gays, like, oh, white people are going to hell for holding down the black man. Asian, Japanese are going to hell. Jews, going to hell.
Let me tell you, if hell is defined by Christianity as it seems to be, it's a heaven and hell situation, then the idea of Christianity came from Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ would not want us hiding behind some cross pointing our finger out, saying you are bad and you are this and you are that.
Judge
and,
not,
you know,
lest ye be judged.
Who were Jesus's friends?
Outcasts,
so-called sinners.
It's not Christian to say you're going to hell or this
no.
is. It, that's that's not Christian at all. That's what bothers
protect,
me.
Protect. Yeah. I don't know. Jesus was a teacher and a lover of all, and that's what I want to be, and that's why I'm a missionary. Here, here.
That's here, here to the First Lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Kendall, it's time, before I have to go blorch, it is time for some three-star theater.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall's three-star theater.
Okay, now this, I don't know if everybody remembers, this is where we read this thing, and Kendall, and he's going to be joined this week by Ran.
Okay.
We're going to do sound effects, Ran. Not like that, though.
Not like that one.
That wasn't me. Sometimes I'm worried that people think that's me.
Me too. I always think, I hope none of the listeners thought that was me.
Except for half the time they are you, Kendall.
I never belch ever on this show. Not once.
Never. Never. All right.
That was our nanny.
That was our friend Dresser laugh. Yeah. All right, Kendall and Rayanne.
Yes.
Get your warm up your vocal cords because this week's fable. This week's fable is this. I'm also gonna title my autobiography this. The Ass and His Burdens. By Aesop. All right, are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. A peddler who owned an ass one day bought a quantity of salt and loaded up his beast with as much as he could bear. On the way home, the ass stumbled as he was crossing a stream and fell into the water. The salt got thoroughly wet and much of it melted and drained away, so that when he got on his legs again, the ass found his load had become much less heavy. His master, however, drove him back to town and bought some more salt, which he added to what remained in the panniers, and started out again. Now, y'all, no sooner had they reached a stream than the ass lay down in it and rose, as before, with a much lighter load. But his master detected the trick and, turning back once more for the third time, bought a large number of sponges and piled them on the back of an ass. He thought this ass was sponge-worthy. And when they came to the stream, the ass lay down again. But this time, everybody, as the sponges soaked up the large quantities of water...
After Cliff and Kendall return from the refrigerator, whichever happens first...
Hey everyone, we're coming upon that most festive and holy time of the year. That's right, Lent. And Cliff and Kendall just want to know, what are you giving up for Lent? Why don't you write us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com? Hit up our Facebook page at facebook.com/cliffandkendall. You can leave a comment about what you're giving up for Lent. Or, the be-all end-all, you can call us at 818-308-4 in the word fat. 818-308-4-FAT. And why don't you just tell us, leave us a voicemail saying what you're giving up for Lent, so long as it's not Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Yes, that's right, Lent. It's not just something you pull off your clothes after you take them out of the dryer anymore. Happy Lent, everybody.
And now back to the show.
We're back. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good Mardi Gras during that commercial break.
Ooh, I had a good Fat Tuesday.
A Fat Tuesday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall, do you know anything stupid? Are you that stupid?
I know some stupid questions. I love me some stupid questions. I don't know about you.
We know.
I'm special. All right. Cliff?
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
All right.
What is something that you forgot once that you will more than likely never forget again?
I forgot it. I don't know.
You forgot.
What's something I forgot once? One time I left the house here and I forgot my wallet inside and I had to break in through the back door.
Idiot.
Whoops.
All right. Let's see. Rayanne?
Uh-huh.
If you could invent a pair of glasses that would allow you to see abstract things like the motive behind someone's actions or something like that, what would you want to see most of all?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. Well, as a relatively newly single woman, I think that would come in handy in the dating realm. Like, to be like, oh, you're buying my dinner? What you think's going to happen after dinner, mofo? You know, like, being able to see.
Oh, you
beyond.
Know what they think's going to happen, right?
But maybe not. See, now I want to believe that they don't all think that.
Well, you're wrong.
But
you're
if I
wrong.
Get those glasses, no.
Let me give you a pair of these glasses to put on.
I guess I need them. I am too naive.
That's what dinner means.
I am a woman of integrity.
You are a woman of independent means, like that TV movie starring Sally Field in the 90s.
Amen to that.
All right, Cliff.
I'm just waiting to exhale.
Waiting to exhale. I'm waiting to blort.
I'm waiting to lose weight. Cliff, what do you think is the best conversation piece in your home?
Conversation piece?
His wiener.
You know, people look at that and they're like, look at that. And they have a conversation about it.
My best conversation piece is my box set of Cliff and Kendall episodes. And they come in, they say, what is this stupid thing? And I say, sit down. We're going to listen to 25 of the best Cliff and Kendall episodes
in a
row.
And there are no bathroom breaks.
There are no bathroom breaks.
Sit your ass down.
There is no talking during these 25 top episodes of Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Rayanne.
Huh?
What thought or sentiment would you like to have copied and put into a million fortune cookies?
It had to be something about blorching.
I was about to say, blorch.
Let's see. A million?
Yeah, why not?
How about... Oh, that's hard. That's harder than anything you've asked
me. How about love yourself?
No, I'm...
How about go fuck yourself?
Stuff you! That's what I want.
Okay.
Or... anything that Oprah's ever said that was awesome.
You know what I would put?
CliffandKendall.com?
If you're reading this, you're an idiot. all right, Cliff.
I'd put, why don't you visit CliffandKendall.com?
Yeah.
CliffandKendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CliffandKendall.
See, we don't have enough paper for the fortune cookie, though. We need the world's largest fortune cookie. Cliff, everyone hears discussions that they consider to be boring. What topic... can put you to sleep more quickly than any other.
Whenever anybody asks some damn stupid question.
Oh.
No. Math. Any math conversation. If I ever overhear somebody saying, well, I was trying to find the square root of 22 the other day, and I was... Yeah. Oh, God. That's when I look for the nearest gun store, and I put in my name for the, you know, the Brady Bill.
For the waiting list.
For the waiting list.
All right.
I need a gun and one bullet, as I'm fond of saying.
Or you could just fall asleep. No need for that.
No. I would rather die. So, what was your last
question? All right, one more for Rayanne. Oh, Rayanne, if you were to die tomorrow, what would you want people to remember you for most of all?
How much she wanted to die right there.
That's you, Cliff, not her.
All right, sorry.
I would love it if people thought of me as being somehow radiant, like from the inside out. Like if I had somehow shed a little bit of light in people's lives and that was something.
Well, we already think that, Rayanne.
We already think that. And you know what? Cliff and Kendall, we do. We shed a little bit of light in people's lives every week. And you've done that the last 3 weeks.
Thanks.
And we thank you.
This is my legacy.
First lady.
I might die tomorrow.
First lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. If you die tomorrow, you know what your eulogy is going to be? Me pressing play on this episode.
Oh, do you know what else? I have hives, and I think it's a sign of cancer. I think I'm dying right now, Kendall.
Start that sad. No.
One time when I was at Mardi Gras,
One time, yeah.
I went down to Jackson Square, and there were all of these big, huge, fat guys with bull horns.
Kendall, we were not there.
We were not there, Rianne.
They had bull horns and signs and giant crosses, and they were yelling out to the crowds, telling them they were going to hell. And they said, you know, gays are going to hell, liberals are going to hell, everybody's going to hell, you guys are drinking and having premarital sex, you're going to hell. Yeah. And it was just, I know. Because, you know, I don't think that that's accurate. And no. I certainly don't think that that's something you need to be telling a community of people who were banding together in light of an enormous tragedy. So I'm telling you, like, any time that the city of New Orleans can come together to celebrate, I am there in spirit 100% because they've been through a lot. You know, people will push them down long enough. If they win the Super Bowl, praise God. If they have Mardi Gras and they can dance in the streets and even pass out on one another, I don't care. If they're happy, then they deserve to be happy.
I agree with that. And I don't like when
people back the rant music.
I don't like how when people stand on the corner and they just tell everybody they're going to hell. Because recently, last week, somebody was on campus standing in the middle of the quad. Because it's campus. Mm-hmm. And they were standing there with like signs. And there was a big long list of people who are going to hell. And I was walking by with this guy who's in my math class. And he's real nice. And I was trying to get to my other class. And I said, well, I have to go because I am most things on that list. And so, because it was like number 8. Homosexuals, I don't know if you heard our last week. You might have thought I turned straight from Rand's Press.
Well, but not damn near.
Almost. Closest I've ever come. Well, and so, but it's like everything, like fornicate. And I told him, I said, you know, I used to live in New York, and I still do, according to our blogspot description. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, in New York, I would come home in the projects, and it was a 90-something% African-American neighborhood. And lots of times, there would be these people on the street, and they would wear these weird outfits, kind of like a dress, but then they had blue jeans on underneath. And they just had a bullhorn, and they would just shout at whoever they thought was going to hell. Ugh. And they would just say everything. Because at first, it was like people, I remember one day I went by, and I thought it was crazy, because they were going on about the wonderful, blessed movie, Brokeback Mountain. And I had to just hold it in. Mm-mm. And so they said, and of course, it was sort of funny, because they said, there's this new movie called Bareback Mountain.
No, what? They did.
Yeah, and then they're like, what? I mean, Brokeback Mountain. And they're going to hell. And then, like, they went even off from, like, the gays, like, white people are going to hell for holding down the black man. Asian, Japanese are going to hell. Jews, hell.
Let me tell you, if hell is defined by Christianity as it seems to be, it's a heaven and hell situation, then the idea of Christianity came from Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ would not want us hiding behind some cross pointing our finger out, saying you are bad and you are this and you are that.
Judge
and,
not,
you know,
lest ye be judged.
Who were Jesus's friends? Outcasts, so-called sinners,
it's not Christian to say you're going to hell or this is... That's not Christian at all. That's what bothers me.
I don't know. Jesus was a teacher and a lover of all, and that's what I want to be, and that's why I'm a missionary. Hear, hear?
That's here to the First Lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Kendall, it's time, before I have to go blorch, it is time for some 3-star theater.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall's 3-Star Theater.
Okay, now this, I don't know if everybody remembers, this is where we read this thing, and Kendall, and he's going to be joined this week by Rand.
Okay.
We're going to do sound effects, Rand. Not like that, though.
Not like that one.
That wasn't me. Sometimes I'm worried that people think that's me.
Me too. I always think, I hope none of the listeners thought that was me.
Except for half the time they are you, Kendall.
I never belch, ever on this show. Not once.
Never. Never. All right.
That was our nanny.
That was our friend Dresser laugh. Yeah. All right, Kendall and Rayanne.
Yes.
Warm up your vocal cords because this week's fable. This week's fable is this. I'm also gonna title my autobiography this. The Ass and His Burdens.
Whoa.
By Aesop. All right. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. A peddler who owned an ass one day bought a quantity of salt and loaded up his beast with as much as he could bear. On the way home, the ass stumbled as he was crossing the stream and fell into the water. The salt got thoroughly wet and much of it melted and drained away. so that when he got on his legs again, the ass found his load had become much less heavy. His master, however, drove him back to town and bought some more salt, which he added to what remained in the panniers and started out again. Now, y'all, no sooner had they reached a stream than the ass lay down in it and rose, as before, with a much lighter load. But his master detected the trick and, turning back once more for the third time, bought a large number of sponges and piled them on the back of an ass. He thought this ass was sponge-worthy. And when they came to the stream, the ass lay down again. But this time, everybody, as the sponges soaked up the large quantities of water, he found when he got up on his legs that he had a bigger burden to carry than ever.
Oh.
The end.
The end?
What do y'all think that
meant? That is heavy. That is heavy.
That's what the moral of the story is. That's heavy.
He ain't heavy. He's my co-host.
Don't let the peddler keep you down, Cliff.
Don't let the peddler go down on me. Oh, my goodness. When I read that, I was reminded of when I, at New Year's, I went to see Tony and Alan in New York. And I was at a bar, this wonderful bar on 3rd Avenue between 19th and 20th. It's called The Black Bear. And we had been there for... The Black Bear. And that's how... I'm open to everything. And we'd been there for several hours, and this bartender, she said, I've noticed that the more you drink, the thicker your accent gets. And that's why when I was reading that, I thought, this sounds like a sketch from Hee Haw. And I just want to...
Kendall!
I would like to apologize to all of our listeners out there.
Kendall, guess what?
What?
Say this word. T-O-I-L-E-T.
What? Say that again?
T-O-I-L-E-T.
P or T?
T, not the commode. It's where you take a big shit.
Not toilet, but...
Yes!
Toilet?
Yeah. Do you know how I say that word?
No.
Toilet.
Toilet.
Toilet. Yeah,
toilet.
Well, no.
Like it has a W in
I've been living in L.A. too long. People, I get made fun of for everything I say, so I have to make sure I don't say everything.
I got to go blorch in the toilet.
I left a message for somebody. I've been in Nashville now for 3 weeks. And my accent's back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
I left a message for somebody the other night, and they called me back, and they said, how you doing, Miss Dixie?
I've told this to Clip before, but when I moved out here, everybody out here calls me Tennessee because they make fun of my accent. And
There used to be a kid at school in New Hampshire that called me Tennessee.
That's clever.
And then when I go home, everybody calls me LA because I've lost my accent. But I'm like in this middle zone.
I call you douchebag.
Well, yeah, you do. But I'm in this middle ground.
And Let me call you sweetheart.
One time I went to this restaurant and I ordered a Sprite when I first moved here.
Sprite.
And they said, we don't serve Sprite. We serve Sprite.
Why didn't you say, why don't you choke on my nuts?
I'll see you next Tuesday.
I told him, you.
Go on with your fat self.
And then you said, show me your tits. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras time,
bitch. It is fat. Everybody, I hope y'all have had a wonderful Mardi Gras.
Oh.
I hope you've had a blessed Mardi Gras.
No, keep Mardi Gras-ing it up because you got 40 days and 40 nights of pure torture.
You know what I'm going to give up for?
That's sad, Ryan. That's real sad.
I know.
You know what I'm going to give up for Lent?
What?
Being good.
Congratulations.
I'm going to be terrible.
Cliff. You've succeeded already.
I've succeeded already.
Well, it's real. Okay, we haven't talked about Rayan leaving for Japan much.
Rayan's leaving for Japan. That's why she can't come on and be on every episode.
March 30th.
Oh, so sad,
just
Cliff.
A little bit more
so sad.
I did cry the other day on the way to school thinking of you and Tony
really?
Being gone.
Well, yeah.
Did you think of this sad music in your head?
I did. And it only made it sadder.
My car got broken into the other night, and I immediately heard this music when I looked at it. It's real sad. So anyway, if anyone else is sad about Ryan going to Japan,
yeah,
They can check out our website at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They're on MySpace. We're at twitter.com/cliffandkendall. You can call us at 818-3084-FAT.
Oh, we forgot to do that again. We'll do it next week.
I swear we'll get back on track. Rayanne has screwed us up with our schedule for our
voice. My fault. Listeners, I apologize.
We'll get back to you to your voicemails and Facebooks next week.
We're gonna give up forgetting about Facebook and
yes,
my Twitter for Lent.
Yes, we are. Yes.
That's a commitment.
All right. Do you have a quote, Cliff?
We both do.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Go ahead.
I will go first.
Mine's real stupid. Should I go first?
Yeah, if yours is stupid.
All right, because it's hard to find a quote about Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is the perfect time to start eating better. Vegetarianism gives you more stamina so you can party harder, and that's Maya Linden.
Maya Angelou.
No.
Whoops.
Okay. In our mad world where there is so much pain, rivalry, hatred, violence, inequality, and oppression, it is people who are weak, rejected, marginalized, counted as useless, who can become a source of life and of salvation for us as individuals, as well as for our world. And that is by Jean Vanier.
Oh. Amen. You know, when you leave, Rayanne, all the class is going to be gone from this show.
I know. That's what I'm going to
belch in your face.
I know it. I'm waiting
class
for it.
Plus wieners.
I'm a class act.
You are that.
My quote is called this.
Sure it is.
We must select the illusion which appeals to our temperament and embrace it with passion if we want to be happy. And that was said by Cyril Connolly.
I'm gonna have
me a bowl of Cyril.
I do that every week, Cliff. I embrace the fact that I'm skinny in the mirror to make myself happy.
I thought you were going to say, I embrace the illusion
that our thousands of listeners.
Well, that
genius.
Too.
He tips his mirror to an angle that makes you look thinner. Listeners,
is that what I do?
Listeners,
do I look worse than in that mirror?
I'm sorry, honey. Oh no, I've popped the bubble.
Oh my God.
Listeners, if you want to feel good about yourself every morning, just tip your mirror
tip
so that the bottom angle is a little bit out.
Well, I don't
tip
know
it.
If you've noticed, my computer sits up high, so when we podcast, you can see me real skinny in the image.
I've noticed.
You've noticed I've mounted my computer on the ceiling.
Yeah, this reminds me of the time, Brian, did you know, of course we have a spinoff, Kathy Griffin podcast and a fan cast, and one time on that show, Kendall said, it's probably Harry again, he said, I think Cliff is going to die alone.
Oh,
remember when you
God.
Said that?
I never said that.
Yes, you
Cliff,
did.
Cliff, you said.
Yes, you Cliff did. Calls me fat daily.
I do not.
Yeah.
I do,
you
but
said,
in like I say we.
You said you would die lonely, and I said, oh, okay.
No, you said, I said, do you think I'll ever find Mr. Right? And you said, of course not, Cliff. Let's not be silly.
Oh, my God.
Never said that. Take us home, bitch, before I...
Yeah, really.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Mardi Gras Road.
Mardi Gras Road.
To a place.
To a place.
Rap and flash you.
Oh, yeah.
These are my tits.
I'm gonna blorch.
Flashing my boobies.
Into the ditch.
Blorching home.
Oh, Mardi Gras Road.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Rayanne.
And I'm drunk. I mean, Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. We love you. And thank you, First Lady of Cliff and Kendall.
That was Rayanne.
Right.
We love you, Rayanne.
We love you. And we love all of you. And happy
Arigato.
Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras.
Stepped out on the dance floor. I can't accept the blues no more. I followed that music like a puppet dog, shaking and moving just like a bullfrog. Yeah, I wanna dance.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.